afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Wednesday, it's the 6th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I am joined by my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio. David, welcome, sir.
Hello, Richard. Glad to hear you back on the air. And I'm ready to go, ready to solve the world's problems with you today.
Excellent. Yes, indeed. Indeed, we shall do just that. And, you know, this has been really crazy after your experience. You reported from a few weeks back or so. I mean, well, I don't know. Let me start at the beginning. You know, I came home last night, you know, about planning to get back to my show here behind the microphone. And I saw in front of my front door, what used to be my favorite Starbucks drink before I stopped consuming that swill with all their poisons and, you know, their ownership, everything included in their atmosphere of wokeness. You know, it's been a while, and certainly it's, I think, GMO filled at that. But no, so I saw a Venti Quad white chocolate mocha latte. And, you know, I gulped it down right away. You know, I figured, okay, this is getting ready for my show. And then I just started, I don't know, feeling a little hazy out of it for the next hour or so. And then suddenly I just, I don't know, I guess I had an experience of missing time where I just didn't really know what happened. Next thing I hear, I'm told that Michael Sledge guest hosted my show yesterday. And so, I mean, this is pretty serious now. I mean, at this point, we've both had our personal security and safety potentially violated by this man. David.
Well, yeah. Well, glad to hear you're still alive and you made it through the traumatic experience there. It looks like Mike Sledge hijacked the radio station last night somehow.
Yeah, I hear he does have a way of doing that. And, I guess it was just about that time and things had it coming. But, well, fortunately, you know, yeah, like you said, we're safe. We're up and ready to save the world from all its problems once again. And, we have to support Donald Trump, right? I mean, you know, this election is all that matters to some people, even more than the last one that mattered more than anything. I mean, you know, this reminds me of something. I mean, to put it in the form of an analogy, I suppose. You know, this is a true story. You know, when I was still very young and, just barely getting into my teens there, my friend was flying a model plane, pretty good size, a decent wingspan, made out of wood, you know, gas engine. He got me into building my own as well. I spent months and months putting all so much care into you know, everything, getting it all just right, you know. And, you know, you had to, I remember you had to, like, epoxy off a little firewall section for the engine. It was just a lot of work for the wings and the ceiling of the coating over it and everything. A PT-40, I remember. It's a wooden plane model. And I got it started up with this gas engine, you know, with my friend at the flying field. He'd already flown his quite a bunch of times. So, you know, I got it flying way up there into the sky. It just took a big turn to the right, crashed, and just the wings just totally split in two. you know, first time bringing it up. And when I think of like how it was like months of so many hours of detail putting into, I didn't really try to repair it or continue that. And then that seems like, to me, David, the perfect analogy for the MAGA movement. I want to hear your thoughts.
So the MAGA movement is a model airplane that's crashing and there's no point in rebuilding it? Is that what you're saying?
you no matter how much momentum and energy and hope you put into it, for no matter what length of time at that, you get just like, you know, his first term, right? I mean, you'll get him in there and instantly see how, you know, all of your hopes and dreams instantly crash with no hope of repair.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. And, you know, let's not forget that they pulled off COVID, the COVID hoax under Trump. And, you know, you really can't explain that away. And, of course, he rolled out the great vaccine that saved millions of lives, he claims, which is all nonsense. But, you know, more importantly than that, sadly, who the president is really doesn't matter as much as people want to believe. The president is essentially a salesman now and a punching bag, a guy to blame certain aspects of things as the agenda is kind of unveiled to the public. So there is, I have to say, a cult-like kind of atmosphere around Trump. There is a core of true believers that, well, they believe in their leader. And I've really never seen anything like it in America before this. But either way, I don't think it's going to be good. No matter what way the election goes, it's not going to be good, unfortunately. And at least because there's an election coming, I believe it gives us a little period of time before the next major shoe drops. They're going to try to keep things stable throughout the election period. But, you know, once the election happens, regardless of who is elected, this administration is going to go all the way into, what, 2029? That's on the doorstep of 2030. So a lot of important things have to happen over these next 4 years. And so I'd say at least we have a little reprieve here until that begins.
Well, yeah, no, that's a good way to put it in perspective. I mean, people had so many hopes in Trump, bringing the jobs back from overseas, you know, fixing the economy, partially including, well, calling out the green agenda, CO2/methane PSYOP for what it is. You know, obviously just the replacement agenda, you know, the open border, the anti-white agenda with the critical race theory and all this. But I mean, now we have we still have this Ukrainian conflict, still trying to get more skirmishes in the Red Sea and what have you, but with the Houthis and all this. But I mean, the Israeli Gazan situation, the Gazan genocide, you know, Trump has been, you know, very close with Netanyahu, his relations with Israel. So, I mean, you know, how is this going to relate? And I mean, to compare it, I mean, when I was building that model plane, I, for one example, I know in particular, I put a lot of hours and time, care into calibrating the servos, you know, for the wireless transmitter. And I mean, yeah, so what would be the comparison in the MAGA movement to those servos of the plane? Very important component. I guess Christian Zionism might be the servos for the MAGA movement, right? And I mean, yeah, so how is this going to, because that is a big part of his base, these people who are supportive of this genocide over there, David.
Yeah, it's really a tragedy that we have so many Americans that have been brainwashed into believing such nonsense and are willing to accept such abject cruelty towards you know, what you have to say are innocent civilians, essentially. So you really can't be pro-Zionist and against the New World Order. You really cannot. Anyone that supports Zionism is on board with one of the major planks of the agenda. And there's no getting around that. There's no exceptions to that rule. It's as simple as that.
And, I mean, I could see Netanyahu gunning for another Trump term, basically. I think, you know, you'd probably help him out regardless. No questions asked, you know, because, you know, it's just a no-brainer. You need Israel as our greatest ally if you continue civilization on the planet. Right?
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking earlier today how Israel is the source of so many problems. I mean, really, the entire region was in peace before Israel, really, for the most part. And it's been nothing but problems since then. And, of course, Eretz Israel is in play now. They're going to try to take greater Israel here, I believe, in the near future. And, you know, earlier you mentioned Trump bringing jobs back. And I just wanted to comment on that briefly because, you know, unfortunately, it's not possible without major recalibrations to the system. And, you know, people, no one talks about this anymore, but before 1913, the federal government was funded primarily through tariffs. And you'd have to bring back tariffs to bring the jobs back, and you'd have to also loosened a lot of the restrictions on employment that the federal government has that makes it difficult to employ people. So the tariffs would revolutionize and absolutely transform the economic landscape. But no one talks about that anymore because we're so brainwashed with this idea of free trade, which is really just one giant scam when you get right down to it.
And I hear Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is planning to enter campaign as of this morning, following her dismal results on Super Tuesday, according to the Wall Street Journal. But I mean, people have been talking about this for a while, and it's just been a very embarrassing campaign for her. And I mean, what were they thinking? I mean, even if Trump would have already been locked up in jail for long term, it wouldn't have been her. They would have found something other than her to put up in front of people. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She was a dismal candidate. Forget, before she became the sole candidate, she was polling at around 3-4% for the most part. And then she started doing these little stump speeches where she kept telling Mr. Netanyahu, finish the job, meaning, you know, kill the rest of the Palestinians. And all of a sudden she gets this big bump in the polls. And I don't believe that to have been an organic bump at all. And then she gets, you know, a big funding by this Jewish billionaire. I forget his name. You know, one of the many Jew billionaires out there. And so her candidacy and popularity have been completely manufactured. She was never, in fact, the fact that she got 20 to 30% of the vote in a lot of those states is actually amazing to me. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of the Trump supporters are saying, oh, this shows how strong Trump's presidency is. Look how strong his campaign is. He can't be beat. But this woman was a non-competitor to begin with. And it doesn't mean much that she managed to beat Nikki Haley. You know, I mean, it's interesting that Ron DeSantis dropped out kind of mysteriously before the first real primary. And I believe some kind of phone call was made and some kind of deal was cut behind the scenes. I have no idea what it was, but he pulled out very strategically. And I think something's a reward is awaiting Ron DeSantis somewhere down the line here. I keep an eye out for him. But yeah, Nikki Haley is a joke, and it doesn't really mean much that Trump managed to beat her.
And again, I mean, the economy will also be an issue for this election season. But I mean, it's not like we're not putting our money where it really counts. I mean, I hear the federal government has used $300,000 in taxpayer dollars to fund services for LGBTQ refugees in Latin America who are transsexual and need to learn how to use computers. So, yeah, these LGBTQ refugee entrepreneurs projects, as if such a thing should exist, as well as teaching these gay and transgender refugees over there how to use computers. So, yeah, again, $300,000 in federal funds for that, of our money, why it's going to Costa Rica whatsoever, is the first question. But so, yeah, I don't know. It's just ridiculous that, you know, nothing should faze us when that's an example of the norm out there. And I mean, not that I approve of anyone getting actually taken out, but speaking of transsexuals, okay, there's some more in the news about Zelensky. The media claims assassination attempt on Zelensky after Russian missile strike near his motorcade. So, you know, yeah, they're claiming that someone wanted to. I mean, why would it be worth it? Is this trying to act like he actually has significance, that he's not just an idiotic figurehead, that there's value in taking him out for the opposition in this conflict? It almost seems like it's trying to legitimize him, like same like Joe Biden, you know, as something other than a puppet head, a puppet figurehead, to have a mock assassination. If that is what it is. But I mean, not that I don't think, if for pure Darwinian natural selection purposes, it couldn't be good for him to be removed from the gene pool, David.
Well, I think both are true, as strange as that sounds. I've wondered from the start why they haven't tried to take him out, or at least topple him out of power, if the Russians really are trying to accomplish what they say they are, because as long as you have the regime in power that's sucking up to NATO and getting lots of magic shekels, the conflict's not going to end. They're going to keep this going until they kill enough people over there and destroy enough of the country until they've reached the point where they want to go ahead and start repopulating it with a diverse community of people. And you won't recognize the new Ukraine that's coming, regardless of who wins the war. But I'm really surprised that Russia hasn't tried to take him out right from the beginning, or at least topple him out of power. I've really always wondered why they didn't do that. They, if you remember, at the very beginning of the war, they brought that big line of tanks headed towards Kiev, or Kyiv, as they call it now, and somehow went all very long and they all turned around. That seems suspicious to me.
They're going at Kyiv now, huh? Well, maybe appeal to the young eubonic Americans, right? Yo, we support Kyiv. We'll be back. Wow, folks. Let us try to remember
all the times where the. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Did you know?
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with David Scorpio. And so, yeah, I think you mentioned some of this, of course, in some of your and our past broadcasts, David. There are a lot of things you question about how Putin has played a role, or played along, perhaps, to some degree, this whole 2 years going on a third now. You point out, you don't know why he didn't take out Zelensky, or at least get him out of power one way or another a long time ago. You mentioned Kiev, and we kind of got cut off there, and how the way that went down was, what, suspicious, questionable? Do you want to reiterate that, sir?
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, if you recall, right at the very onset of the war, a whole, you know, line of tanks were supposedly headed into Kiev, you know, Russian tanks, but they're all these old rickety looking tanks. And then they all turned around for some reason, and it was never fully explained what happened there. But and you think about it, how many spies Russia must have inside Ukraine? There must just be so many. And the idea that they couldn't have either assassinated Zelensky or taken him out of power some time back if they really wanted to, I think is a little naive to think that way. And the other thing is that Russia could have taken out, they could have neutralized all of Ukraine's military bases at the onset of the war if they wanted to. Why? Because Russia built most of them. So they even have the blueprints to the bases to know where everything is. So they could have neutralized the entire apparatus there at the start. And I think the other thing that's disturbing about this war is that before this war in so-called war in Ukraine, NATO was becoming very rapidly an archaic organization. It was a problem in search of a solution. Solution in search of a problem, I should say. And all of a sudden now NATO is very relevant once again because, oh my God, the Russians might invade Europe next if we don't stop them here in Kiev, which is completely pathetic, paranoid thinking. I mean, for God's sake, you know, Russia has 11 time zones, guys, 11. So it's not like they have a shortage of land in Russia. So the idea that Putin's going to invade Europe next if we don't stop him in Ukraine is absolutely absurd. And, of course, Ukraine's not even a real country. Let's be honest. Ukraine has always been part of Russia. And apparently the word Ukraine means, like, the border or the edge. Anyway, that's what it... So it's always been part of Russia. And let's not forget, it didn't even get its, you know, so-called sovereignty until 1992. So it's not like, you know, we're defending some long-standing democracy or culture that's separate from Russia's. It's all very absurd once you look at the facts of the matter.
Okay, yeah, no, it's a good way to put it in perspective for the listeners. Thank you. And so, you know, I won't spend much time further on the reporting of this alleged assassination. Again, I was mentioning the Red Sea and the Houthis. We had this most recent update today. Fatalities reported. Crew abandons ship after Houthi missile attack. U.S. and allies sending warships. Now, these, of course, are commercial vessels. They're saying attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea continue to escalate, sparking regional conflict as President Biden's Operation Prosperity Guardian. You have to love the name of this one, right, David? Operation Prosperity Guardian.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean anyway?
I know, right? Well, I mean, Eretz Israel prosperity, I suppose. And, well, what? Well, who is it who's a Schumer, right? He's their guardian, from what I heard. So, explained as the meaning of his name. But I was, so I, you know, I scrolled down the article. I mean, I was looking for the exact phrase, Iran backed. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't get Iran backed, but at the very end, okay, the very last a paragraph, the rapidly expanding Red Sea crisis comes days after the bulk carrier Rubimar sunk after being hit by missiles last month, and a suspected Iranian quote-unquote spy ship was lingering around the area where undersea communications were severed. So it's just as good as the good old Iran-backed phrase. Ah, and there's the music right on cue. We'll be back with more Iran-backed news. Stick around.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with David Scorpio, who can be found with his RBN broadcast every Sunday. So do check that out from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. The Scorpio International Holding Company, LLC. And, well, as far as this story, I don't know if there's anything more to say on it. You know, Tom Petty there, I bet he doesn't support the genocide in Gaza. Unlike people like Mr. Jerry Seinfeld, who once took his family to an IDF fantasy camp when visiting West Bank. You know, he probably would have voted for Nikki Haley. But, I don't know. Okay, just couldn't help but throw that in there. But yeah, no, these Houthi attacks. Did you want to mention anything on this, David? In the Red Sea?
Not really. Just sure. Just that. Supposedly, they're only attacking ships that have direct connections to Israel and Israeli commerce. I don't know if that's true, but that's supposedly what's going on. And it's really hard to know how much of this is real, how much of it is scripted. I don't know in depth. I haven't looked into it deep enough to know really how scripted this might be, or if it's all, you know, some kind of actual conflict, to be honest.
No, yeah, I feel the same way. No matter what sources any of these articles on it are, still, their sources are questionable at best. And yeah, I don't know how it could be worth that much of our time. Or are we just fueling the enemy's propaganda to do so?
Well, it's interesting because they, you know, supposedly they're only attacking ships that are connected to Israel, but I've never heard that mentioned, you know, on the mainstream media they always just say, oh, they're just like randomly attacking ships. No rhyme or reason to it. We have no idea why. You know, it's kind of funny.
Hmm. Okay, so yeah, it depends on who they're presenting it to. Using the same propaganda with a different slant to different audiences to achieve different reactions for the same goals.
And well, I don't think they want people to know if it's true that that because in Gaza, I don't think they want people to understand that. But if it's true, I'm not even sure if it is, but all indications say that it is.
We have this one over at Zero Hedge today from internationalman.com. And, I mean, I take anything at Zero Hedge to begin with a grain of salt, but even more so perhaps from a source, some of these sort of sources. Who will prevail in World War III? Exploring the seven key battlefields, they say. Total war between the world's largest powers that reshuffled the international order defined the previous world wars. Total war between the largest powers today, Russia, China, and the U.S., means a nuclear Armageddon where there are no winners and only losers. This could still happen despite nobody wanting it, but it's not the most likely outcome. World War III is likely to be a direct kinetic war between the U.S., Russia, and China. Unlikely, they say. You know, instead, the conflict will play out on different levels: proxy wars, economic wars, financial wars, cyber wars, biological wars, deniable sabotage, and information wars. Now, that I find it difficult to have any reason to disagree with, frankly. In that sense, World War III is already well underway, even though most don't recognize it. And you know, just to mention that headlines of the let's see, they have domain one, financial warfare, economic warfare for two, cyber warfare for three, information warfare, deniable sabotage, biological warfare, proxy warfare. Your thoughts, David?
I think that's very accurate. That's actually an accurate assessment. The idea that we're going to have, you know, some kind of land war with Russia and China, or Russia tries to invade Europe or something like that, it's absurd and pure fantasy kind of stuff. Like, you know, there's a lot of talk on the internet and in the Patriot sphere that, you know, there's a secret army being amassed inside America to invade America from inside. I don't really believe that, for a variety of reasons, but the idea that we're going to have sabotage, biological war, and economic war, well, sure, that's been going on for a while, so I think that's a lot more likely scenario than any kind of invasion from China or Russia or a so-called nuclear war. And even an open war with China, how is that going to work exactly? Because a week into the war, the Walmart shelves will go empty. So how is that going to work exactly?
Indeed. Yes, no. I mean, I would say, yeah, in this case, I don't disagree either with the slant this article in this case. I don't know how much I've caught from International Man in particular. I just know some of the stories other websites Zero Hedge will post from. You know, I can find highly questionable and very much Kool-Aid drinking to one slant or another. But and then hearing
International Man almost sounds like a gay men's magazine or something. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah. Oh, sorry. Having some issues with my feline here. Okay, she should be all right. But, yeah, I don't know about a lot of the sources for they or others at Zero Hedge, third parties. it's just, you know, I mean, it's definitely a good variety, the financial ones, that is, you'll get on a lot of topics. We're hearing Egypt is implementing massive devaluation of currency, sending the pound tumbling and unrest and instability on the horizon. As a result, Egyptian pound crashed today as the government initiated a devaluation of more than 38%, while also hiking interest rates in order to attract billions more in loans from the IMF. David.
Well, that's interesting that this should be a move made by Egypt at this time. It's very odd because, of course, Egypt's under pressure to open up the border and to accept potential millions of Palestinian refugees if the Israelis go for their basically final solution. So that's interesting. I think there's more to that going on behind the scenes. We should really keep an eye on what's going on in Egypt right now, because I think there's a lot going on there secretly.
Well, yeah, I don't get too many articles about anything in Egypt, but I'll keep my ear to the ground there and what else connects. And now, as far as the economic situation here, which really is far more something we need to be talking about, okay, the weaponization of the U.S. financial system as part of the engineered destruction of the West. Doomsday clock ticking. U.S. unfunded Social Security and Medicare liability hits $175.3 trillion. They're saying, so now that should be the most important number in the world to you. Because they are estimating that they're underfunded just that much. An unfathomable amount, it's being described as. The federal government has been paralyzed, they say. I mean, this is nearly as much as our federal government has spent on everything since the Constitution was written in 1787, even adjusted for inflation. And so the federal government has been paralyzed. The last reform worthy of the name, they're saying, was 41 years ago next month. But, it's just ridiculous. Social Security, Medicare, in general, we've heard about how, Bill Clinton got his federal budget surplus, and that was kind of where things really got out of control. I mean, this money shouldn't have been just gambled with and lost, David.
Well, this is one of these kind of underbelly stories that's been developing for a long, long time. And, Clinton was the guy that kind of raided the kitty there to so-called balance his budget. But, this is like, it's not like we just reached this figure last week. You know, this has been an ongoing situation for the last 20 years. And so, The game of musical chairs will keep going until the plug is finally pulled, and that is something that no one knows when it will happen. But they've got to keep it going here temporarily, anyway, to get the election going and get the right people in office and give the illusion of stability. That's a huge issue there, Richard. But it's the kind of thing that they can keep this Ponzi scheme going as long as they want. They just have to keep inflating the money. That's the only way out, is for them to keep inflating, 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 and then spread the inflation worldwide. That's why the pressure to have as many countries as possible use the dollar to spread out that inflation so it's less noticeable.
Yes. But it less noticeable, but it still will, in the long run, harm us far more than is really sustainable for at least a working class to remain at working class level, middle class to remain at middle class level, and so forth.
Oh, absolutely, Richard. And, as I mentioned on my show on Sunday, since I've been doing some traveling, and I've really seen a lot of the country. And, you know, what I see as I go across the country for different business trips is that I see more rich people than I've ever seen in my life, and I see more poor people than I've ever seen in my life. So the middle class is being squeezed out, and of course this is, you know, by design. But the amount of money that's sloshing around at the top is really tremendous. There is so much money at the top. I've never seen anything like it. And so that's part of what feeds this inflationary cycle, is there's so much money in circulation now. It's unbelievable. And that, of course, inflation hurts the poor the worst.
But they were, from what I understand, compared to their standards of living, if you will, the financial elite weren't really feeling like they were all that rosy come time for when COVID struck. And that is why it seems like that was one of the reasons why COVID lockdowns occurred when they did, is because we had all that COVID relief funding, all that money printing, which was the largest transfer of wealth to those who were already wealthiest. I mean, if that didn't happen, would we have already be in something that's more a combination of 1929 and 2008 combined?
Well, that's an interesting question, but you know, there's no way of getting out of this without a tremendous amount of pain. If you ever wanted to have some kind of real economy, that we would all have to go through a tremendous amount of financial pain to get there. But as long as we have this, the Federal Reserve Bank and this printed up funny money, there's really no end to what they can do. They can keep this game going for quite a bit longer. We are not on the verge of a collapse. We're on the verge of a transformation. That's a very different thing. We're on the verge of transforming the economy into something very different, which will lead to the destruction of the middle class and the actual increase of the wealthy class, because they need a whole circle of a sizable class of wealthy people. And if you have a society where you have like a big group of rich people and then everybody else is poor, you will have a totalitarian system. It's baked into the cake at that point. It's the middle class that makes things get interesting in terms of political power and holding the rich class, so to speak, or the elite in check.
Absolutely. For someone to want to hold the wealthy class in check, they need to be separate enough from the wealthy class, which is a prerequisite the middle class fulfills, but also have enough free time on your hands. The amount of money you make for your hour, year, what have you, that you have the ability to research and, be a bit of an activist with some of the fractionalizing of your time. So, yeah, it's people in working class and below don't have enough time to that research and be an activist. And really, you need money sometimes to really even get some sort of information out there, connections, and, get things moving in any real ways, whether you're talking about just paying for billboards or getting networking with local, city council and committees and projects started. You know, you need some connections and some capital generally for that. So yeah, there it's a bit of each, I'd say. I mean, so of course, yeah, the poor, even if they are on welfare and have plenty of time to look into, they wouldn't have the and of course you need just the knowledge. But there are a few states to keep a look at if you're trying to watch for the signs of the crash. And an investment perspective. I'll be back with that in the last segment. And stick around for hour two, folks. Keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground. And I won't.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with David Scorpio. As I was saying, we have this Kyle Bass. He's in real estate claiming that, well, if you want to be aware of the evolving economic trends, as far as, well, how things are shifting and where people are relocating to, that I don't know, a good way to chart things is by paying attention to three states in particular. As far as if you want to get a pulse, you know, on the real estate, Florida, Texas, and Tennessee, you have to move real companies where there's affordability, where there's expansive activity, where there are natural resources to accommodate these movements. So he's sending a clear signal to investors seeking lucrative opportunities in the property market to keep an eye on Tennessee, Texas, and Florida. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's kind of reaction to how a lot of these blue states going broke, taxing their citizens to death, has caused a lot of the move, like especially the Californian exodus. You hear that as one factor. I mean, Illinois is similar. I'm sure New York. Those three alone are influencing a lot of the migrations, both financial and also for these these socio-political waves, you know, with all of the leftist wokeism, if you will, which people get so fed up with. And I mean, we are seeing a pushback, I mean, for a lot of these things, DEI and the environmental pacts, even BlackRock has been stepping down from some of those. A lot on the right, you know, are starting to hedge their consumer base, such as over at the Wall Street Journal. They just put out this article, a study, really, from the state of firm Emission Analytics. Emission Analytics, originally released in 2022, but now it got more attention this week from the Wall Street Journal op-ed on Sunday. And it shows electric vehicles release far more toxic particles into the atmosphere and are far worse for the environment than their gas-powered counterparts, according to this resurfaced study. So yeah, data firm Emission Analytics and at the Wall Street Journal. So it must be true, David.
Well, what type of particles do they say in the article what it is?
Particle pollution is what I'm seeing mostly, but I'll send you the link and we can check it out more. All right, we'll stick around.
Yeah, we'll touch this in the other hour. This is good.
Okay, here, I'll send it to you right now. And folks, if you do later in the show want to call in for the last half hour, at least 512-248-8252. Again, that number, 512-248-8252. We'll be back.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.